All right, one of the biggest questions I get is, Tom, how do I get profitable? Or another big question I get is, y'all send me like an email or a Facebook message or something or whatever, and it says, hey, if I charge X and I this and this and this and this and blah, 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 this is my gross profit, right? And they're asking me if the math is right. And oftentimes it's not. And so I want to just touch on some super, super high level concepts here. Gross profit 101, what it really means. And so hopefully this helps you out, because this is an audio thing, right? You're not looking, I'm not drawing on a whiteboard, or we're not looking at a screen or something like that. So hopefully I'm going to try to explain this in a super easy way to help you understand what gross profit is and why it matters. Why it matters. So for the sake of our argument today, we're going to say that you're charging a customer $1,000 for whatever the heck you do. I don't care what you do, but it's $1,000 ticket. That's, you come to my house, you come to Tom's house, and you're charging me $1,000 to paint something, fix something, build something. I don't know, whatever. It doesn't matter. That's what I'm paying. I'm going to write you a check for $1,000. Now, I might write you a deposit check for $300, and then when the job's done, I'll give you $700. But one way or the other, you're going to get $1,000. Well, that $1,000 is called revenue. Revenue. And in my world, the way I define it, and we teach it in our programs and things like that, is revenue is money that you've been handed, that goes into your bank account, that you've deposited into your bank account, that if you're going to run a profit and loss report, it would show revenue, cash into the business, that would be the money. Now, if I sell a $1,000 job, but I'm not doing it for 2 months, and you give me $300 now, that $300 now is revenue now, but the $700 is just sales. At this point, it's just sales. It hasn't been collected yet. See, I'm already getting in the weeds here for you. So let me go back. So you're going to give me $1,000, or I'm going to give you $1,000 to do this job. You're going to go out, and you're going to spend, say, $200 on materials, supplies, whatever, to do the job. And then you're going to send your guy, Carl. Let's say you got a guy named Carl. Carl's going to go out, and he's going to spend a day there, and you pay Carl, I don't know, with taxes and burden and everything, $30 an hour. So 30 times an 8-hour day is $240, right? But actually, just for this simple math, let's just say it's $200, okay? Because I don't have to do crazy math here. So materials, $200, and my cost of labor is $200. So that's $400 total. Okay, you guys with me so far? This $400 is what's called costs of goods sold, COGS, COGS, or direct costs. Direct costs meaning direct costs to producing the job. So your cost of goods, this material and this labor, here's a pop quiz. If you don't have the job for $1,000 at my house, and you're not buying the material and you're not sending Carl, are you spending any money then? No. Because if you don't have a job for them to do, you're not spending money. So cost of goods are, what are those costs for your business to actually produce the work? So in this case, it's $400. So you got $1,000. You take away the $400. You got $600 left. That is 60% of the sale price. Okay, so $600 is left. You spent $400 producing the job. You got $600 left. That $600 that's left is what's called gross profit. So that gross profit is what you have left to pay overhead. Now, overhead and a final profit, a net profit, okay? But overhead is anything that you have to pay, even if you don't come and do my job for $1,000. Does that make sense? So your web hosting, your Google Ads, your rent for the building that you work out of, your truck payment, whatever those costs of the business are that are not directly related to a project, that's overhead. So I always define overhead as whatever has to be paid, even if I don't do any work. Okay. So let's say I have a month where no jobs come in. I still have shit to pay. That's the overhead. That's what that $600 is for. And so gross profit, you guys, we always talk here about getting at least a 50% gross profit. So that means whatever you're charging for a job, can you have at least half of that left over, 50% or better, to go towards your overhead? Because the more gross profit you have left over, the easier it is to break even and recover those overhead costs and then have a net profit left over. So let's go on a macro level right now and say that you have $100,000 in a month come in and you spent $60,000 or $40,000, just to stick with our percentages here. Okay, you got $60,000 of gross profit left to pay your overhead. Well, let's say your overhead is $50,000 a month. That means you have $10,000 left. That $10,000 left is called net profit. Okay? That $10,000 that's left is called net profit. Now, let's go back to our why 50% or better is important. And listen, you home builders and some of the other commercial guys, some things like that, GCs and stuff like that, this is a conversation really for specialty contractors. Now, it's not uncommon for remodelers in our program and home builders actually to make 50%, but in general, you guys are marking things up in a different way and blah, blah, blah. So just push that aside. I understand that. So don't send me a bunch of freaking hate mail saying I don't know how to do math. All right. But let's just say, let's go back to the $1,000 job at Tom's house. Let's say you still spent $200 in materials, but you spent $400 in labor because you underbid it, because you didn't manage your guys properly, you didn't set expectations, whatever it is. So flip the numbers. Now you got a $40,000 or $400 gross profit. Now you have 40% gross profit. So instead of having $600 to pay your overhead, you have a third less. You have $400 from that job to pay your overhead. So life is going to be harder. Now jump it up to the big macro level on that $100,000 month. Instead of $60,000 left, you only got $40,000 left to pay your overhead, which is $50,000. Now you're negative $10,000. And the biggest issue was your gross profit. So without getting too much into the weeds, guys, understand this. The easiest way for you to figure out where to sell your work at is this. Figure out what it's going to cost you to do that job and reverse engineer it. All right, I'm going to pay Carl, you know, say $25 an hour times 8 hours is what, $200. I'm going to pay $200 in materials. So it's costing me $400 to do the job. Take that sale price, multiply it times at least two, or take what it's costing you, the $400, multiply it times at least two, and sell it at least that number. In this case, it would be $800 or more. And if I did that and I finished in the hours that I estimated and I didn't spend more in materials and supplies than I estimated, then I would have at least a 50% gross profit. That's the simple, drawn it up on a napkin way to do that. So listen, hey, to get more stuff on how to help you know the numbers of your business better, go to the Contractor Fight private face group and join what we got going on there. Every day, guys are posting questions like this, and we're answering those questions. Every week or so, I do a open Q&A where you can ask me anything, and we'll actually work through it on there and help give you the resources that you need and things like that. So head to the Contractor Fight private Facebook group and own your crap. That's the cover charge. You get in, introduce yourself, own your crap, and ask your questions and rub elbows, connect with other great contractors that are leveling up their business and doing some great things. All right. So hopefully this little bit of gross profit 101 helps you in some way, shape, or form. And with that, Travis, rock us out. We'll see you guys next time.